Have you ever wondered what would happen if you continue to ignore your health and fitness and what impact that may have on your kids? That's what we're going to talk about tonight. My name's Angelo, and I'm here to share my health and fitness journey in order to maybe inspire or at least share what I've got going on that may inspire and help you on your journey. If you're new here, please make sure to subscribe, follow, and like what I've got going on. If there's something that you would like me to talk about in the future, please leave a comment. One of the things that I have found is that our kids are heavily influenced. And there's actually probably like three things I want to talk today, three things I want to focus on. One, our kids do what they see us do. Two, you can never give 100% if you're not at 100%. And three, if you're not taking care of yourself, you are not there 100%. There's so many things if you're not taking care of yourself that starts a domino effect. Let's take the first one that I want to talk about, which is your cups. I want you to visualize like two cups. One, and each of them are half full, okay? And the half full water cup filled with water represents your energy level. And the more you exercise, and let's picture this other cup with full water, is when you exercise, you get to fill that cup up. When you eat healthy, you fill that cup up. When you do the things that you like, you fill the cup up. Everything you do that has a positive impact, you start filling that cup up. And then eventually the cup starts overflowing. That overflow could actually be used to fill other people's cups, right? And one of the cups that needs to be filled is, spouses, family members, and our kids. Our kids are constantly seeking that energy and that need for attention that we need to give them. But if you only have a cup that's half full, when you pour that out into their cup, because they're looking for that stuff too, then your energy level gets lower and you're not filling it up with more stuff. Eventually, you're going to run dry, meaning you're not going to be able to give your kids the amount of attention or what they need in order to stay active or to make them feel satisfied, right? And so one of the things that you need to do when you're going out there in taking in consideration whether or not you should be focused on your health and fitness, because taking care of the house, taking care of the family is more important. You put that in top priority. Well, you're not really taking care of them at 100%. It's like you're showing up giving only 50%. Or even less in some cases. And here's what happens, the second point, which is if your cup's empty and you have nothing to give, when your energy is low, you're irritable, you're snippy, and you are probably not thinking at like full clarity. And this has an impact on everyone you talk to, everyone you impact or in have a conversation or interaction with. I couldn't think of the word, but this is like you need to keep your cup full. And if you're not taking care of yourself and you're too busy trying to take care of others, you may think there's an illusion that you may be thinking you're taking care of people and others because you're moving, you're doing things, but that doesn't mean you're giving quality. That does not mean you're showing up the way you need to be showing up. That may mean you're not showing up to the way that somebody needs you to show up. You're showing up as the best you can with what you have. So it really is important that we take in consideration whether or not we should be pushing off our health and fitness. The other thing is that our kids are watching what we're doing. They know if you are being healthy. They see what you're doing and they're going to mimic everything you do. Most likely is going to be absorbed by your children and they're going to repeat what you have. Now, I want you to sit back and look at your life, especially if you're always running dry. If your cup's always running dry, you should be sitting back and looking at that and saying, okay, would I want this for my kids? And if the answer is no, well, you have to change what you're doing, because you're setting them up for that future. I want you to absorb that for a moment. Like, you are setting your kids up for the future that you are living. And that if you're happy with your present, let's say, presence, your present presence is satisfactory, then great, that's fine. But I have a feeling that a lot of you are filled with anxiety, you're filled with depression, you're filled with disgust of your own body, you're unhappy with the way you treat your body, and you don't know how to get out of the cycle, right? You just don't know how. And that's where I come in, right? That's what I've discovered and figured out. And I'm probably a little bit on the extreme, but I know how to dial it back for others. Meaning that I don't do as much running around as I probably should be, but I really make sure that my cup is as full as possible, so that when somebody does ask for something, I try to show up 100%. But even if your cup's 100%, doesn't mean you're gonna get it all right, though. I can tell you that much. You're still gonna get it wrong. You're still gonna goof up. But the chances are very less. And it's just you gotta take good care of yourself, or you could see that as a reflection in your children's lives as they get older. They're going to do the same thing you are, unless you teach them one important rule, which is, believe what I say now, but at some point you're going to have to make your own decisions. And with that, you're going to have to, figure out life on your own, because I may not be the best example. I'm just teaching you what I think is good. And, be honest with them too. Let them know, like, who you would be, what you would do differently if you were, if you could start all over, right? You're not going to get it perfect, but at least showing up, doing some exercises here and there, they're going to see that. They're going to recognize it, and they're probably going to even follow it, which leads me to the journey that I have right now. So I have, I've been drinking this gallon of water a day. I talked about this yesterday, and I'm almost there. But what's funny about this is that now that I drink out of this, my kids have to take a sip out of it. And although it's not a lot of water, the fact that they see me doing this and they see that it's something bizarre, something strange, that I'm carrying around a gallon of water and trying to drink it all day, it's intrigued them. It's a little fun. And guess what they want to do? They want to drink the water. So I let them drink it. And yeah, it's just interesting what you can do and influence with kids when all you have to do is take care of yourself, and then you're going to see that they're going to want to do it too. And I mean, next thing you know, you can start having water competitions. Who can drink water? But set the right limit, right? Don't let them over. You can actually over drink water. So you can deplete your electrolytes and all that stuff if you're not careful. So if you're not sure what that guideline is, I would talk to your primary doctor or somebody like that, a dietitian that could help you kind of discover what's the best fit for your kids. But just doing things like this really makes a big difference. And that's why I want to say, like, this is how I came up with the concept as I was talking today, actually about a whole different subject. But anyways, so today marks the last day of week 7, I believe. And tomorrow, I can't wait to weigh in to see what I've got going on. And I'll be curious what my metrics will say, because now that I've been drinking a gallon of water a day, what will my metrics say? So I'm pretty excited to see what's going to show up. I'm assuming it's going to go up a little bit. That's just my guess. But tomorrow will tell, and I will share that with you. So that's it. That's all I have for today. Make sure that you are taking care of yourself and watching what you're doing, because your kids are watching when it comes to your health and fitness. And if you're depleted, then guess what? You're probably going to be irritable and you're not going to be able to show up to be there for your kids 100%. If you think this will help somebody, what I've been talking about, please make sure to share this. And again, if you're new, please subscribe, follow, and hit the like button. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think about this episode, whether you agree with something, whether you disagree with something. If there's something that you want to talk about in the future, please put it down there and I will be sure to answer it as soon as I can. Okay, that's it. I hope you have a wonderful day and I will see you tomorrow. Hey there, everybody. Today we are going to be talking about Tim Ferriss's The 4-Hour Body and how does his method of losing weight compare to my method? Are they close? Are they far apart? I think you'll be surprised. So let's get right into it. My name is Angelo. If you're not familiar, I'm here just to help you on your health and fitness journey by exploring and showing you what I'm going through with my own health and fitness weight loss journey, or just in general, my weight loss or my health and fitness journey. If you're new here, please make sure you subscribe, follow, and like. And if there's something that you want me to talk about in the future, please let me know by putting something in the comments. And if I see it in this live today, then I will respond to it. And if it's something big that I think will help everybody, I'll make a whole episode out of it. Okay? So, Tim Ferriss, 4-Body, 4-Hour, the 4-Hour Body. I highly recommend this. I'm not getting paid to promote this or anything like that. I just am interested in this book because he goes into here on how to recomp the body. And so far what I've read lines up, not exactly, but we'll talk about that. But it lines up in his thinking and his approach lines up to the way I approach things. So I appreciate that he went through all this to create this book, and I'm excited to go through it. And I even love the way he spells it out, and he even questions. I think him and I have the same mindset, like, hey, this is what worked for me. Although he's done a ton, a lot more research, and he's like, challenge me, don't take this for my word for it, but do it and then let me know. And I ask you to do the same thing with what I have to offer is, try what I'm asking you to do and then figure out if this is going to work for you or not. Regardless of what you think, or judgments or any type of, let's say, discounting you do to me or even Tim, our advice is the same. Don't knock us till you try it. You know, just because we may not be the same gender, just because we may not be the same whatever, you try it first. And I think what you're going to see is that we talk about the basics, the fundamentals. And if you forget all the fluff that's out there, what people tell you, because I can tell you one thing, all the things, if everything that people said to you was correct and all the misinformation being fed to you that you've absorbed and held on to is correct, then why are you still struggling losing weight? That's my question for you. Like, if there's such a big difference in whatever category you put yourself in and you say, well, he can't tell me that because he's not in my category, he doesn't fit me. Well, then have you tried what those people in your category does? And are you still in the situation that you are in? Then they must be wrong, all right? And you keep on searching. But what I appreciate with Tim's book here and what I have done and followed for myself is that I took all the fluff and said, I don't care what people say. I don't even care what beliefs I had. What I care about is the results. And if somebody comes to me with the results, then I'm going to try it and I'm going to see if it works for me. Then I will say, yeah, that didn't work for me, but that did. This worked for me and I'm going to stick with it, right? So until then, like, really, really get into that and really think about that, because I feel like, again, any belief system you have in yourself right now and you're not getting the results that you want, I can guarantee it's because of a belief system you have in your, that you've set your mind on. You've already created the blockade. You've already set yourself up to as far as you're going to go because of your current belief system. I'm asking you to temporarily let go of those beliefs and just follow my direction. And if you've been following me since the beginning of this, and I'm doing this all for free, so it's not like I'm looking for your money and I'm trying to cheat you out of anything or, you know, whatever. I'm here giving this to you because I've gone through this. I've gone through the battle since 2015. I've done the sweat. I've done the process. Tim's done it and even put it into a book. And it just amazes me at what blockades people have when, and maybe it's because I am doing it free. People are like, well, it can't be that good if it's free. Maybe I should start charging. No, not yet. But I just want you to let down your guard and really put aside your ego and labels and belief systems and knock that out of the way and follow and try. And then let the results speak for themselves. If you try something and you truly tried it and then you're like, nah, that doesn't work because of this and this and that. Okay, then let's adjust this and that. You're gonna see that I'm very flexible and this works for everybody. This works for everybody unless there's a medical condition because it's the fundamentals. We've taken the noise out there and we threw it out and said, forget this, forget that. Like we rebuilt the car to its fundamentals and took out all the whistles and all that stuff that doesn't even do anything, right? Or it's like iPhones, I should say like that. All these phones, like there's the new upgrade and you're like, what really upgraded? Nothing really upgraded. We just calling it a new phone, maybe make it bigger, smaller, and we just threw a new label on it, right? And it's just crazy. Anyways, let me get to the topic though. So, because this is gonna be quick. So Tim Ferriss, again, here's the book. If you can see it with a big ring right there, it's the four hour body, the an oncoming guide to rapid fat loss, incredible sex, and becoming superhuman. Timothy Ferriss. He's the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The 4 Hour Work Week. So that intrigued me. But I just want to go to. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to share this. I'm going to share just portions of it because I don't know what I'm allowed to do or not to do, but I just wanted to make sure that you get what I'm trying to show here. So the beginning here says the slow carb diet, number one, how to lose 20 pounds in 30 days without exercising. Now, if you've been following me, we started back in January. I've lost 12 pounds by my method, 12 pounds, or maybe it was more like, 12, I think about 12, 10 pounds. And here's what he says here. The slow carb diet, how to lose 20 pounds in 30 days without exercise. And I was like, oh, I'm curious because how does his version of losing weight without exercise, and if you know, I haven't been promoting much exercise. I was doing for all of January, only 1 minute exercises. And just recently I bumped it up to 5 minutes. That's it. There's no real exercise that I'm doing. It's more me priming myself with the habits of setting that time aside. So when I do exercise, I will have a spot already there. I've already primed my body. It's getting ready for the bigger exercises when I have the time. And that's the thing that I go into. And so I just wanted to go into that. Okay, so, and it's funny because he's got five rules. Is it five rules? Yeah. Five rules, and here they are. Here's the five rules. I don't know if you can see that. I'm gonna read them out loud, but here's rule number one. Avoid white carbohydrates or anything that can be white. We deviate here from each other, and maybe this could be a difference between the weight loss I had versus the weight loss he's looking to achieve, is I've included potatoes. Typically I don't, but I've been really enjoying potatoes and brown rice is what I've started including into my meals. He's saying do not add those. So that could actually make a big difference because I eat a lot of potatoes and I've just frequently started eating brown rice. But he's saying eliminate that. Rule number two, eat the same few meals over and over again. I fall into this anyways. I think most of us do. Like, we eat the same meals. And I believe he says, let me go real quick over here. So he does 1, 2, 3, 4 meals a day. And so he's just saying, do those. Do the same for few meals. One, it will save you time. And two, you'll know what's working. And if you got to tweak something, you know what to tweak. But pretty much other than that, besides that, stay away from, you know, the processed foods and all that stuff. He pretty much has a list in here. And again, I don't want to share too much of the book because I don't want to infringe on any copyright rules. But he has a whole list in there, and it's pretty good. And then also, then he goes into don't drink calories. I've eliminated coffee. He actually includes coffee into his meals, and he includes wine. I haven't included wine yet into my diet. So that's one thing I don't do, but he does it. So that could be a perk for some of you who love your coffee. He does give some rules about what to do with your coffee. So if you're one of those that don't want to give up your coffee because that's a no-go, he's saying it's okay. And of course, don't drink like sodas and things like that. If you do, he's got guidelines for that. Number four, don't eat fruit. I don't know if you've noticed, but I talked about what I'm doing. I don't eat fruit. I don't eat the fruit. And when I go off track, I start eating fruit, but I don't eat fruit because it's acidic. And I've been told that the acidity in fruit can actually hold on to fat. And then his final rule, rule number five. So I agree with him. I agree with him on rule number one. I just have two deviations from that. Rule number two, eat the same few meals over and over again. I cycle through my meals all the time. I think we all do. But he eats four times a day. I eat, depending on how busy I am, I try to eat at least three times a day. At least I'm snacking through the day. Don't drink your calories. I agree with that. Don't eat fruit. I agree with that. That's four, rule number four. And his last rule is to take one day off per week and go nuts. I don't do that, but I'm going to try this next year. Next holidays, when I go through this again to gain, or whenever I decide to do this again, I'm going to do that. So he says, go nuts, go crazy, eat whatever you want. It's your day off, and you're probably going to feel a little sick, he says, and that's good because that's going to deter you from wanting to eat like that for the rest of the week until the next Saturday or Sunday where you go all out. So I may switch to this once I reach the 15-pound loss that I'm doing. And I think I'm going to get good results. I think I'm going to stay the same weight. Now, he doesn't talk about the muscle mass loss versus fat loss, but I believe this one is going to take some muscle mass off based on what I've seen so far. So, but this is a quick way, easy way to lose weight, and I highly recommend going through this, getting this book. And let me see if I can find what it's Subtracting Fat Basics. I don't know why he put that there. But he's saying body fat. So maybe because I'm eating the potatoes and the, what is it? The potatoes and the, what's the other thing I'm eating? Rice. Maybe that's what's doing it. But I don't know, the scale to me, so I kind of disagree with that a little bit, but maybe I'm misreading and not understanding it completely, but that's what I wanted to share. So I'm probably going to switch to this the next time I go through this 15 pounds, and I think I'm going to get similar results, so because I align with this. The only thing I didn't do was the, I've already talked about it. I don't need to repeat that, but if you think, I don't need to say anything else about my weight loss journey. I'm almost done week 7. In 3 more days, I'll be into week 8 and really feeling good. Sometimes I only eat 2 meals a day, but I snack you know, like carrots, nuts, things like that, and drink water. I'm still drinking my gallon of water a day. And that's another thing he says, consume lots of water. And yeah, we'll see what happens. The next time I go through the cycle, I'm going to stick to these five rules and that's it. And let's see what happens in 30 days. I think I'm going to be really impressed. And it's a great, change or switch, an improvement to what even I'm doing and discovered for myself. So this is why I love learning and just exploring and trying things out. This is where I'm at with my life. I can gain weight and lose it because I want to try a different method, because I'm confident that even if I go off track, I know how to get back on track, right? Because I've already figured it out for myself. So I can't wait to read the next chapter because he's going to go into this a little bit deeper. But yeah, it's funny. So anyways, that's it for today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And remember, if you think this is going to help somebody, please, please share this with them. If you want me to talk about something else in the future, please let me know. I'm going to continue reading this book because there's a part in here about recomping I keep talking about. Can't wait to get to that section and read that and implement that on the next phase. That's going to be the next phase for us, is we're going to try to recomp our body, because the way I'm doing it now is not working too well, at least from a muscle mass perspective. Thank you so much. And remember, you're only one healthy habit away. See you tomorrow.